All right, good to see you. How many's got a Bible? Wave it. Good crowd tonight. Wave it. How many of you plan on using it tonight? Please. If you're listening by the way of live stream, I ask you to get your Bible out too. You're going to need it if you're going to follow me tonight. And, I'm going to. I hope all y'all realize something. Now, I'm going to have Chad to come up and read my passage tonight because I want a lot of energy to preach. And I may do this for a few weeks, okay? Just hang in there. I hope all y'all realize something. Don't take this moment of time lightly. Amen. That we're living in.
Amen, preacher.
And I really think some of you have taken it too lightly. I personally believe we are at 11:59 on God's timetable. I believe that. I believe that. And what I'm going to do tonight, I want you to go to Matthew 24. And we're going to read 31 verses, Brother Chad is. Then I'm going to start a foundation, laying a foundation tonight. Now, you're going to have to follow me. I'm going to educate you tonight. I'm going to help you. And before we get out of here the next 2 or 3 weeks, I think you're going to get a lot of hope in your soul.
Amen.
By the way, we're people of hope.
Amen.
Chad, you come up and read those 31 verses.
Matthew 24, page 1289 in your Scholar Canterbury. Amen. An excerpt from the Olivet Discourse. Matthew 24, verse 1. If you're there, say amen. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be
great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
Thank you, Chad. You can understand why I didn't want to read it. There's a lot of preaching in reading. Somebody say amen. I want to say this, first of all, we're living in a time. I talked to Brother Jeff Mattis the other day about a word, and I'm working on a sermon right now on a word, and that is the word ignorance. It's mentioned 38 times in the Bible. I'm not preaching that tonight, but there is a whole lot of ignorance going on about the coming of the Lord Jesus. Now, we're going to study. Here's my title, and I may refine it as I go, okay? I'm going to preach on the rapture of the church, the revelation of Christ, and everything in between. How many heard that? The rapture of the church, the revelation of Christ, and everything in between. And I want to make a statement to you. Jesus is on the Mount of Olives. He starts his Olivet discourse. By the way, how many been with me to the Mount of Olives? It's an awesome place. I tell you what's going to happen one day. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to come down through the Valley of Megiddo. They're going to fight the last battle there. He'll come down through that valley, destroy the armies of the world. The blood will be up to the horse's bridle. Come right down and descend on the Mount of Olives. And the Mount of Olives is going to cleave. Somebody help me preach right there. And you say, preacher, you really believe it? Yes, I do. Now, I'm going to make a couple statements. As we study the book of Matthew chapter 24, I want to look at you right now. These first 31 verses, that is not the rapture of the church. That is not the rapture of the church. And if you study Matthew 24 and try to find the rapture of the church in those first 31 verses, you are inerrant, you are wrong, and you're not rightly dividing the word of truth. I'm just going to tell you what Matthew 24, 1 through 31 is talking about the tribulation period. Somebody help me preach. Now, I'm going to go slow here tonight as when I really get into this, but I will make some statements. First of all, why the tribulation period? Number one, to punish the Gentile nations. All nations that forget God, and by the way, including America. I believe this nation is on its way to judgment. Please don't try to get upset with me tonight and say there's real hope for America. I don't know if there's real hope for America or not. I believe we can have revival in our churches. I believe we're going to have revival in our communities. But I want you to know, as a nation, we're almost in doomed territory. Somebody help me preach. There ain't much hope for us yet. Somebody help me. I believe everything you've been seeing lately is leading us to the coming of Lord Jesus. And then second reason for Matthew 24, not only to punish the Gentile nations, but to purge the people of Israel. The nation of Israel is guilty of rejecting the Messiah. Come on now, they're guilty. And right now they're in a period of blindness. In part. But one of these days, the Messiah's coming back. And every eye shall see him. And they that pierced him will bow down. I want you to know there will be a day that he restores Israel back to their throne. And I'm going to make some statement. Dear God, I'm starting to get happy and I may be here a while. The church does not replace Israel. And for those yahoos, the Steven Andersons and some of the ignorance that's going on the internet and social media about the second coming, those yahoos that try to put the church there and tell us that we're living in the tribulation period are telling you a lie. We're not in the tribulation period, but I want all y'all to know something. We're right on the edge of the tribulation period. We're right there where we can see the edge of the tribulation period. And the only thing stopping us right now and the tribulation period to start right now is the ushering in of the church, or ushering out of the church, excuse me. Woo! Your daddy taught it. Somebody help me. Now, whether I get to this in depth in this chapter or not, I may not. But I'm going to lay a foundation for you. Will y'all at least do me a favor? Follow me in the Bible. Now, stay with me. I'm going to talk about the tribulation in days to come. But I want to show you a difference. There is a difference between the rapture of the church and the revelation of Christ. The rapture of the church is not the second coming. Somebody help me preach. If you go, we have that. Hey, the rapture, can I say it again? The rapture of the church is not the second coming. By the way, and I dare some of you study it up so you can help me. You don't see the rapture much in the Gospels. Not everything mentioned about the coming of Christ in the Gospels is talking about the revelation. You want to know where you find the rapture of the church and the mystery of the church? In the epistles of Paul. And for you to try to take Matthew 24 and say that's the rapture, you're wrong. You're going to be your eschatology is false and you're wrong, and there's no way in the world that you're right. And by the way, I had two independent Baptist guys call me in the last month. And I want all y'all to know something. I let them both have it. I blow them out of their comfortable study they were sitting in while they were talking to me. You want two of them say it? They said, preacher, and what's going on right now? I'm starting to rethink my eschatology and my prophecy because I'm not sure if we're not in the tribulation right now. And I said, you're crazy. I said, you're out of your mind. Said that one said, man, I've been studying. He shouldn't have said this. He said, I've been watching. I said, YouTube, right? Some of them idiots on YouTube. That's who. And I named that one I just mentioned a while ago. I better be careful. He don't like me anyway. And some of his followers used to go here. They don't know more than a couple hours. They can't stand my preaching.
Amen. Amen.
Because see, they want to put the rapture of the church either in the middle of the tribulation or at the end of the tribulation. Ladies and gentlemen, that's false doctrine. The rapture of the church is before the tribulation period. Now, I know what some of you are saying. You people listen on live stream. I know what you're saying. Prove it. Well, I'm glad you asked me. Now, will y'all get your Bible? I'm coming back to this. If I don't get back to it tonight, I'll get back next Sunday. Amen. Wouldn't y'all rather me take my time?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to lay my case out. I'm going to lay the Bible out. I ain't fooling around with it. I'm going to lay the Bible out. Then you decide. But don't try to decide by some wacko that don't even know what he's talking about. See, if you study Bible, you've got to interpret it on line upon line and precept upon precept. And you got to be in context. So, I'm going to show you, just starting, the rapture. And I'm going to show you the revelation. Then I'm going to ask you, are they the same? All right, how many got your Bible? Turn with me to Philippians chapter number 4. When you get there, say amen. Now, we're going into the Bible tonight. I hope y'all all got it. Philippians chapter 4. Did I say Philippians 4? Am I right? No, I'm not right. 1 Thessalonians 4. Whew. I got so much Bible in my mind, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm sorry. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. You said, I ain't never made a mistake like that. Well, you ain't preaching, I am, and I have. 1 Thessalonians 4. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Look at verse number 13. And I want you to notice something. Whoo, glory. Remember I mentioned the word ignorant? But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. By the way, when you die, your body goes to sleep in the grave. Your soul and spirit goes into glory. That you saw not, even as others which have no hope. Now notice this. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which also, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Those whose soul and spirit is in heaven in a body. I don't understand the kind, but the Bible said if our earthly tabernacle dissolve, we have a building of God not made with hands, eternal in the heavens, and I'm about to preach right there. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are what? Are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a what? With the voice of the archangel Michael and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the... Say it. Meet the Lord where, Dave?
Air.
Write it down in your notes. Rapture. If you want to find another place, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 50, I believe 51 through 58. Rapture. Now, you got your Bibles? Turn to Revelation. Turn to Zechariah. You said, I've never been there before. Go to Malachi and turn left. Now stay with me. I'm going to teach some things tonight. I'm going to preach Matthew 24. I just got to lay the foundation first. How many is it Zechariah chapter 14?
Amen.
Say amen or something.
Amen.
I know you got a mask on, but you can talk anyway. Are y'all there?
Amen.
Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. That's Armageddon. And the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished. And half the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. Now notice this. Is this in the air? And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a very great valley, and half the mountain shall be removed toward the north and half of it toward the south. And ye shall flee to the valleys of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azah. Yea, ye shall flee like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come. Are y'all with me? Some of y'all ought to help me. And all the saints with me. Rapture in the air. And we go into heaven. Prior, pre-tribulation. 7 years later, and I'm going to preach all this, by the way, in the next few weeks. I might be here all summer doing this. Is that okay? By the way, some of us ought to get some hope together. Hey, we've been all beat down by the government and everybody else. We need to get our hope together. We need to get back to the Word of God. We need to get strong in God's Word. I'm sick and tired of them trying to legislate to me. I tell you, we're getting ready to get out of here. I'm doing my best to keep on teaching, but I'm about ready to lose it. Stay with me. I'm going two more places, and maybe I doubt I'll get to our text, but maybe. Turn to Revelation 21. No. Turn to Revelation 4. I'm going to show you the rapture and the revelation of Christ two more times. In the book of Revelation. I'm going to show you that the rapture of the church happens after the church age. And by the way, whether you like this or not, or know this or not, the church age is a mystery. They didn't understand it in the Old Testament. I'll get to this next week. When we talk about the 70th week of Daniel and the 7 years of tribulation, it does not involve the church. And by the way, the first 69 weeks didn't involve the church. The church is in the parentheses between the 69th week when Messiah was cut off and the 70th week when the Antichrist comes. We're in the parentheses. We're in the church age right now. What has to happen for the tribulation to start? The church age is going to end. All right, go with me. The Revelation chapter 4. I got to slow down. Got to get some water in this camel. All right, you with me? Now let me write down Revelation 4 and write down rapture. I'm going to prove it to you. Then I'm going to show you where the tribulation starts also. After this, after what? The seven churches of Asia. After the church age. Lois, am I right? After the church age. I know there's some of these people believe in mid-tribulation rapture. They believe the two witnesses is the church rapture. Then there's somebody else who believes in a three-quarter of way through the 7 years the rapture will happen. Then some people believe at the end of the tribulation, we go through the whole tribulation. Ain't this stupid? The church goes up and comes right back down. That's false doctrine. Hey, idiots on YouTube, it's false doctrine. You say you're going to get some hate mail. What's new? After this, I looked, after what, the church? Behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet. Wait a minute. It ain't the same terminology, Lois. But have you heard something similar to that just a little while ago when I read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4? At the voice of archangel and the trump of God? Y'all with me? Talking with me, which said, come up hither. Or he snatched him. And I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately, I was in the spirit. And behold, a throne was set in heaven. And one that sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper. And a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow around the throne in the sight like an emerald. And around about the throne were 24 seats. You said, who are they? I'll tell you who they are. They're the church. I'll prove it. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting. Look here. Clothed in what? And they had what? On their head. Rich, God's going to rapture the church. And we're going to go, first thing we do before we even get in there is we're standing at the judgment seat of Christ. So he can purge out all the bad and we can be a chaste virgin getting ready for the marriage supper. Oh, it's getting better, Ray. I'm about ready to leave here and shout. Now, hold it a minute. Y'all with me? That's the rapture. Also, it's talking about the judgment seat of Christ. Now, write down in your notes, Revelation chapter 6. Go over there just for a minute. And write down in your notes the beginning of the tribulation period. Now, next week, I'm going to lay Revelation 6 beside Matthew 24. And guess what you're going to see? You're going to see the same thing. So, that's the beginning of the tribulation period. Go over to Revelation 19. So, what we have in Revelation 4? The rapture. Now, you say, now, show me again the revelation. Before I do it, I want to show you something to make sure you understand that white raiment has to be the church. I got to prove all this to y'all. I don't want any of y'all go out here and say, he didn't give me Bible. He said something wasn't right. No, I'm not even got into my text yet. Y'all okay?
Yeah.
He's going to come after me. He's going to judge me at the judgment seat. That's not the white throne. I'll get my crowns. I'll throw them at his feet. And then we're going to have a marriage. Hello? I'm getting ready to marry a couple good people Saturday. Now look at verse 7. Are y'all there? What's a marriage without a good marriage supper? Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. And his wife had made herself ready. Who in the world do you think the wife is? It's the bride of Christ. And to her was granted that she be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he saith unto me, write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to be raptured. I'll miss the 7 years of tribulation. I'll spend it in heaven. We'll be married. Then we come to have a marriage supper. I'm getting ready to show you the honeymoon in a minute. How many of y'all had a honeymoon? Raise your hand if you had a honeymoon. I had a honeymoon 6 months after I got married, but I did have one. And it was wonderful. Well, some of y'all been married so long, you've done for God, ain't you? It was wonderful. It don't beat this one. There's going to be a marriage supper one day, and the table is going to go all the way down there. And you say, who's at the table? Every born-again, blood-washed member of the bride of Christ. They're going to be there. And old Hyman Appleman said, they won't eat till I get there. Woo! I can't help it. I'm about to get sighted. Some of y'all just about die on me. Now look here. I'm still teaching. I'm just giving you an overview. You know what I mean by overview? Now go to Revelation chapter 11. I showed you in the Old Testament the coming of Christ. I'm showing you in the New Testament the rapture and the coming of Christ. And here it is. Are y'all with me? Go to verse 11, everybody. How many's at verse 11? And I saw heaven open. And behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and what? True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire. And on his head were many crowns. Where'd they come from? Gina, where'd they come from? Well, they came from you and me. Woo! And he had a name written that no man knew, but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. You say, who's that? Rich, who's that? Who's them armies? Same thing he talked about in Zechariah. They the saints. You say, you mean to tell me that one of these days that he's going to come out of heaven with a white horse and that all of us are going to come with him riding white horses? I had a lady one time come to me in. God bless her soul. That's what John Duffy would say. And she said, what do you think of those white horses are? And I went, white horses. Somebody help me preach. And you said, how do you know it's the church mounting up? They got fine linen white. That's us. That's the bride who got at the wedding, the marriage supper. That's us. Amen. Somebody help me preach. Amen. Some of y'all get excited or something. We're looking at all this doom and gloom. We're looking at all this misery we're going through. One of these days, it will be over. Amen. I know this is all introduction. And I'll get on into the message next week. How many's enjoying the introduction? All right, let's go on. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword. With it he shall smite the nations, and he shall rule with a rod of iron. And if you go to Isaiah, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he had on his vesture and on his thigh a name written. Whew. King of kings and Lord of lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourself together unto the supper of the great God. And that's not the marriage supper. They're going to be two suppers that day. They're going to be the marriage supper. And if you're lost, listen to me on live stream. If you're lost and you're left behind at the rapture and left behind at this moment, the birds are going to come and feed off of your flesh. Am I doing all right? That you may eat the flesh of the kings, the flesh of captains, and the flesh of the mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sat on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast. That's the Antichrist. And the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse, and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles. I'll cover that some more next week. Before him, which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast. I'm going to deal with that some too. Some of this government intrusion you're seeing is leading up to the day when they're going to put a mark on people, and they ain't going to be able to buy or sell without that mark. I ain't got time to do all that right now. I just thought I'd hit that. And them that worshiped his image, these both were cast alive in the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse. He created the world with his word, and he's going to destroy the enemies of God with his word, which sword proceedeth out of his mouth. And all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Now stay with me. Now, have I kind of got y'all seeing both of them now? Now we saw we got married. And we saw we had a supper. But what is a supper and what is a marriage without a honeymoon? Now I'm going to read the honeymoon. Look at me! And I saw an angel come down from heaven and having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is called the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Somebody said, how many years? A millennial. And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. Woo. Woo. Woo, 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 woo. Guess who's going to be on them thrones? Y'all ain't got it, do you? Y'all. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. One of these days with Christ and David at the right hand of Christ at there at the eastern gate. And Jesus will be sitting on the throne of David. And David the co-regent. Guess what we're going to be doing? We're going to be ruling and reigning with Christ 1,000 years. Amen. What a honeymoon. Anybody happy yet? Let me read a couple more verses. Whew. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Listen to this. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. That's me. On such the second death had no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall what? 1,000 years. Well, I got to stop. I just give you the appetizer. Now, I'm going to get in. How many of y'all are looking forward to next week getting into that some more? Amen. I'm going to get Matthew 24, but I can't get into it until I laid the foundation. Now, I know these are woeful times. And I know that it's cramped our style a little bit. But I want all y'all to know something. None of what's happening is an accident. It's all, I don't believe we'll go through 1 minute of the tribulation, but I do believe we're going to see the outskirts of it. We'll see the outskirts of it. And next week I'll talk about some of those outskirts. But I'm talking to you on live stream right now. I'm talking to you right now. Now I want you to know something. I wouldn't rest on my church membership. You better make sure you're saved. Because I wouldn't rest on my church membership. You said, preacher, I've been a church member here a long time. I ain't asked yet. I'm asking if he'd come today. Are you ready? Are you confident? Would you go up or would you be left behind? And when I start next week telling you what you're going to be left behind too, you're going to be glad you're going to be raptured out. Heads bowed, eyes closed. You that's on live stream, listen to me carefully. You're by your kitchen, maybe by your couch. Would you look at your heart? Would you see if you're saved? I'm going to ask my church right now. Same question I'm going to ask you. If you died today, or if the Lord would come right now, how many of you are ready to meet the Lord? Raise your hand. If you're not ready, don't raise them. If you're not sure, don't raise them. Thank you. How many right now say, Preacher Smith, I'm not sure. But I want to be ready when he comes. Just raise your hand. I'm not sure. Couldn't raise my hand. That scares me to think I'll be left behind. Pray for me. Anybody? How many Christians, since we're so close, think you could be doing a lot better if you would in your Christian life, if you start living in the light of the coming of the Lord? How many Christians need to get up a little closer to God? Raise your hand. Come on, all over. Maybe some of us ought to come up and pray. Just say, God, I want to get close. I want to be ready. I want to get a full reward. Stand with me. Our Father, thank you for this moment in time. Thank you for this little Bible study. Help folks to come and pray. Help folks get close to you. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen.